Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from pretty Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Today is Jack Thursday, and I'm going to talk about DataTree versus RealQuest versus Title Pro. These are the three largest mainstream data aggregators, and I'll really deconstruct them and tell you which ones are which and why.
This sounds so exciting.
What color is your nail polish today that you're going to put on your nails while I talk about this?
I don't have any. I'm going to run and get some here. I will have plenty of time to choose and paint. Just kidding.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a member, join us on Discord.
Sean wrote, which is more accurate for getting Citus Zip? Geocode.io or DataTree? There's other places to do this too, by the way. I rang the long lat from DataTree through geocode.io to get Citus zip codes. And then I noticed DataTree already had the Citus zip codes listed in the download. I compared the two columns side by side and noticed some discrepancies. Anyone have any experience on which one is more accurate? Ready to go.
Sean, this is the right way to do this. But as I'm going to explain here in a few minutes about sources of data, generally, the more urban the data, the more populated all of the columns are, because the assessor has a vested interest in getting to know properties more in urban areas versus rural areas. Why? So that they can charge accurate and, in a lot of cases, higher
more
property taxes. Mm-hmm. So this is a universal rule about data. This is a good question for today. The more urban it is, the more populated or accurate it probably is. Mm-hmm. When you look at data for LA County, specifically the city of Los Angeles, I fall out of my chair at how amazing the data quality is, mm-hmm. regardless of the source. But if you go to rural, I'm not picking on any state in general, Indiana or anywhere, some rural counties in Texas, it's incredibly incomplete to the point where you fall out of the other side of your chair. You can't use it. So I'll talk all about that. The reason that you're getting discrepancies in geo zip codes is because you took a county or a city or a zip code, whatever, that was really populated with zip codes, Citus zip codes in DataTree. And then when you try to convert it over, there are discrepancies because geocoding is not perfect. It's just like everything, you know, but does the discrepancies matter? No, it's all a numbers game. If it's 90% of it's probably accurate or higher, you're going to buy some real estate. That's the whole point here.
Thank you.
And I'll just say this. The people that join the Land Academy are incredibly intelligent. We don't have any control over who joins or who doesn't. And they
well,
just
we
end
do.
Up, they just we have control over who stays in the group.
There we go. Like, hold on a moment.
And so this is a crazy intelligent question. But I think that there are certain types of people that join Land Academy and just make it an academic exercise for them instead of, let's say, quilting. Data analysis becomes their hobby.
It's good.
This is how people get divorced, by the way.
Oh, they say how people get rich.
Like, no, just follow me on this.
Okay.
So instead of keeping your eye on the prize, which is buying a piece of land and reselling it for more, into infamy,
you just
become a data,
weirdo.
Become on a treadmill of data, and you just has to be perfect, and you just never really send it out, and it just becomes this
now
thing.
Now you have no friends.
And your wife eventually
now you're not
asks
showering.
You, why? Yep. Why aren't you showering? Do you haven't paid the mortgage in the last 2 months?
Yeah. You're like, I got to get this perfect.
But your data's right.
Yeah. Or you won't stop until it is. I understand
that's
that.
That's not good.
No, don't do that.
I'm not saying
don't
that.
Be that guy.
I'm sure you're not that way, Sean. I'm just saying. Today's topic, it's Jack Thursday. DataTree versus RealQuest versus Title Pro. This is probably not while you were listening to this topic.
But you brought up something really good, and that's important, that you have to know when to cut yourself off. We do have people that get into this and they're just so into it and so into it and so into it. They'll spend 90 days picking a county and 90 days pricing a county and 90 days making it perfect and 90 days on that. Like, okay, great. Now how many months have passed and you haven't sent a dumb mailer out yet? You need to give yourself a good time, but not too much time, and you'll get better. And you know what? You recover. So I talked to a guy yesterday too on this topic. he's like, all right, this mailer, you know what, here's what it was. We have a deal, funding deal that's closing today, and we're each getting 15 grand. And he found the deal, brought it to me. I funded it, right? And then I said, hey, I got a guy, I have an awesome broker in this area who will sell it fast. And he did. He sold it in 4 days. We were staring at a contract for the price we wanted. And we're each splitting. So we bought it for 25. By the time everybody's paid out, it's like, so what are we netting? Anyway, we're each getting 15 grand. So it's 30 total, including the agent, including all the broker's fees, including, you know, escrow fees, everything. It's great. But my point is, I said, hey, got more for me? He's like, oh, well, I'm working on another mailer right now. Yeah, I'm working on it. I said, great. Well, what's going on? He's like, well, this last one, shucks, I came in really too low. I'm like, well, so what? I'm like, you could maybe get something out of that. I said, it's a lot easier to add money than to take money away. And we talked all about that. I'm trying to think, where was my point of this conversation that I started
Don't
on?
Don't get wrapped up in data.
Oh, yeah. Well, he did everything right. He did it probably before he thought he was ready, and now he's going to recover and make some changes, which is good. And that's what you can do. But I would still argue that. And I talked to him. I said, you got to go back. And I said, there's probably some juice there. Call these people back. You know they want to sell. The question you didn't ask was, what is the right number? He's like, yeah, you're right. I said, I bet you'll get something. Let me know. My checkbook is open. He said, that's great.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
My checkbook's open.
Mm-hmm.
DataTree versus RealQuest versus Title Pro. These three companies have they are the largest three data aggregators in the country, to my knowledge. They all have very different specializations, and they all have different history. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take a brief second and talk about the history. RealQuest was first. RealQuest was created by First American Title. And it was created specifically for title agents to access data and escrow companies, because, you know, First American has, that's one of the top five largest
title companies.
Yeah, title escrow companies all over the country. They're real prevalent in the Southwest and California. Mm-hmm. All three of these companies are out of, incidentally, Irvine, California.
It's funny that they're like all based there.
There's a place you can stand and look at all three buildings.
Yeah, like, look at that. There's Black Knight. There's those guys. We've met them.
Right. Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. So RealQuest, and we're licensed providers, by the way, of all three of these. So when you join Land Academy, it's not a commercial. When you join Land Academy, you get access to all three, so you could actually do this show, you know, and talk about the differences. But RealQuest was started by First American so bear in mind, this is a product that is for brainy people who close deals. It's not for people who buy and sell and want data real quick. They very quickly learned that the data that they were providing for escrow agents could be valuable to other companies.
Mm-hmm.
So who loves data? Insurance companies, oil and gas companies, and companies that, like, huge contractors that need to see data in a different way. Mm-hmm. And so they made this product. They thank you, by the way, RealQuest,
right,
for making this move. Made this product available to these huge companies that wanted to access the data. And then along come people like us, real estate investors that have a use for it too.
And figured it out.
They made it affordable. Mm-hmm. RealQuest paved the way for everybody. It's owned by the parent company. The name of it's called CoreLogic.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, First American decided not that long ago that the data part of this is not as profitable as the escrow part. So they separated the companies and they went their merry way. And eventually, when their non-compete burned out, started DataTree, which is the newest of the three.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the newest, it's just that it's the most prevalent that we all understand. So in DataTree, they realized long after their thing with RealQuest that everybody needs to understand DataTree, and it was developed by young people who understand applications and apps and all that. So DataTree is really easy to use.
Yeah. RealQuest Pro was not for
and
a
it's
long
still not.
Time. It's still kind of clunky, but
so
it's great.
Along comes Black Knight, mm-hmm, Title Pro, and they develop a bunch of products, one of which you might know as Agent Pro 24/7. Title Pro is the amped up version for professionals like us.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Knight has been, all three of these companies are publicly traded. Black Knight has been, the guy that owns it is pretty eccentric and came out and said, we are here to destroy the data business and we will take every single piece of real estate and in the country and all the paper that's associated with it and at some point make all of it available to you online, starting in California and moving our way west. Mm-hmm. And what an amazing resource.
He is all, and if you're wondering like, huh, isn't there a hockey team with Knights in the thing, like in Vegas? Yep, and Black Knights. It is. It is connected.
It's the newest hockey team in the franchise.
So yeah.
So what is, all three of these companies have this in common. There's 3,144 counties in this country, counties and parishes in this country. They all manage, the assessor in each of those counties manages a database. Mm-hmm. They always have since homesteading in the 1800s. Manage the database of property ownership records and stuff that's associated with those properties that makes sense to an assessor so that they can deliver this data once or twice a year to a treasurer so they can send out tax bills. So things like square footage of a house, whether there's a house on the property at all, does it have a pool? All kinds of things that would theoretically help them come to a determination for a tax, to issue a tax bill, property tax bill. Are they the same county by county? Hell no, they're so different. Yeah. There are counties in Arkansas that still, they're not computerized. Mm-hmm. They still have, everything's in books, mm-hmm. and three ring binders above the desks. And things change, prices go up, inflation happens, and so your tax bill, chances are, is gonna be more next year than it was last year, and on, for your house and for your land and for everything else. So all, what these three companies do is they contact the county assessors or the board of supervisors for the county and say, we're going to pay you for your data. It's a great, all you have to do is this. Mm-hmm. When maybe in some cases we're going to put a computer, they used to put computers like IBM System 36s in their offices for free and have them run data through it. Mm-hmm. Or they might have a team of people once a month show up and pull those books down in the case of...
And update the changes.
Those are exceptions. The real way to do it is that it's everything's online now. So mm-hmm. they have computer, huge banks of data.
Like a direct feed.
We walked through these places. They mm-hmm. have underground it's banks. Amazing. It's truly amazing. So they're data aggregators is what they are. Mm-hmm. And so now with some of the newer ones, they're pulling data in from other places like mortgage data from Wall Street and all kinds of other pieces of data, not just assessor data. Mm-hmm. All three of these do this. So what the question is, what the heck is the difference between the three and how do you use them? When we started Land Academy and when I started sending out mail, RealQuest was the bomb. There was nothing, no competitor. And you would log on to RealQuest and you would pack yourself a lunch because it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of wrestling with the data online to get what you wanted to send out a mailer. That's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. We're assessing these three. There's two components to the data. Number one, creating a mailer from this data. And then number two, getting title documents and stuff when you get properties back, just to see, pull property reports, see if the square footage is right or the acreage is right and all of that. Right. There's two major, which is what Jill does, and she's gonna talk about that in a minute. RealQuest never evolved, in my opinion. They, while we love them and we, you know, it's like Grandpa sitting over there in the chair. I've learned so much from him and I respect him and he will always be part of my life, but we're kind of just on to new ways here. So that's RealQuest, Grandpa in the chair. They have not, for whatever reason, created a user interface that is now relevant. You can use it, you still have to wrestle with it and the data's pretty good.
It still
good.
Works and it's great.
It's just hard.
A lot of people still use it because they're just used to it. And I understand that, right. They get it. So that's okay.
DataTree, mm-hmm. which is also owned by First American, is just a pleasure and a joy to use. The interface is used and how there's a mapping component that's associated with it that's almost immediate. DataTree shocks me. As a data professional, go ahead.
It's a little bit like an iOS app.
Yeah, I mean it's honestly, really, really user friendly.
It's like an app. You know, a fill in the blank versus I have to know the formula to get this information.
And DataTree
is a little bit like that.
DataTree is constantly improving or adding to.
That was a joke, by the way. You didn't even get my fun joke.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not in a funny mood right now because you're talking about data.
Oh, that's why I'm here then. Jeez. You said this is entertaining and it's not entertaining.
Data Tree is a great tool to use in the 21st century, specifically this year. Even over last year, they really improved and continue to improve their user interface. I use pull all of our data and do all of our mailers personally from Data Tree. We recently announced that we stopped all of our programs, our RealQuest, except for the last
one. Because that's all we had back then.
The last one, right? The most recent one. And so now, in fact, as soon as we're done recording this, I will go back to creating this education program for Data Tree only.
Yeah.
That leaves us with Title Pro. Can you download records from Title Pro? Yes. And this show is way too short and apparently too boring for Jill for me to go into why Title Pro. you can use it, but it's Title Pro's, their mission, I tried to describe earlier, is different than these other two. Mm-hmm. It's not to pull data. Their mission is for you to one-off pull up a house or a piece of property or a piece of land.
Property reports are great.
Property reports.
You know, get comps.
Joe uses Title Pro all the time to look at property, look at an acquisition candidate, a one property deal, not to do a mailer, just to pull up a property and see if it's...
Get some more information on it. Yeah. Exactly. Get the comps. Get some other things.
Get the chain of title.
Yeah, and that's the biggest one. Exactly. So, yeah, do you want to go back? So here's how I use them. Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Just kidding. So how I use them is really for due diligence. So no, and that was great. I appreciate you saying all that. I'm just teasing. I'm having fun.
I'm used to it.
You're so silly. It was brainy. It was Jack's brainy Thursday. We all are ready for that. All three are great. The point here is all three are having a race to the finish line. So to get the most records now of everything included into their product, which is great. When I talk records, I'm talking vesting deeds and deeds before that and the deeds before that and the deeds before that, deeds all the way back as far as you can go. Mortgage data information, anything about that, it's awesome. They're trying to get liens, be able to pull, you know, lien reports and things like that. So they all provide value, and that's why we are still licensed providers of all three. There's something good that you're going to use each one for, and I want you to have access to them. Do you want anything else?
No, I mean, I hope that covers it. I could talk about this for several more hours, but the fact is, all three, you can pull lists. Mm-hmm. Data Tree is the best to do that, to pull data to do a mailer. Data Tree is by leaps and bounds better. To assess an acquisition candidate, Title Pro is the best.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real deal.
There you go.
But I would encourage you if you're a new member.
Or Data Tree. Honestly, Data Tree is doing great too.
Yeah.
With their Flex Search thing, if you're a member, you probably get these emails because I do. I get emails to when they all have little webinars and they do, you know, focus training groups. Go to those. I do. They're so informative and you'll learn about the tools. Like the most recent is some of the lien reports that they've been adding. And it's really neat to see how they work, where the data comes from, and how to download and extract that information. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode, well, it's Jill Friday, where she says, we have hot water starting my house renovation. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I did not come up with that. You know that. So I did not come up with that title at all. They wrote it for us.
What's it about?
Just what it says. Exactly. It.
Yeah, but I thought we always talk about you should never do a house renovation.
This is different. And we're gonna read our team's notes here and be well prepared before we start the show. Because I know they had some stuff they want us to cover. By the way, if you need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us, you should check out offers2owners.com. It's offers2owners.com. No setup fees. Free mail merge and exceptional service we should know as it is our company. Give Offers to Owners a call today.
We're Steve and Jill. Boring?
And patient. To buy undervalued property.